We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Vav Sif Yud Zayin. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues to discuss what is the halacha when you're sending different foods with a shliach, with a messenger who is not a religious Jew. If you're sending something in a bag, it has to be sealed in a way, tie it and seal it, that if it will be tampered with, you will be able to tell. If you sent with an akam a slaughtered bird or animal, and it arrived without any seals, you need to discuss with a rav what should be done under those circumstances. Your test, gvinas hashvad varim, cheese, shem biyad av dekavim in the hands of an akum, apisha heim b'choysim or b'tvushim k'sherim, even though there's a seal or a mark that they're kosher, kol shlo yodanu, if we can't be certain, mi chosman, who is the one that made that seal, asurim, sifchof, yesh l'zosh shlo yelvasho litzus yisroel, av dekavim, a Jew and Akum should not be cooking in two pots. Shteikadeir zu etzuzu, two pots, one next to each other. Ze kosher, one it has kosher, ze basa kosher, one has kosher meat in it. Ze basa trefa, and the other one has non-kosher meat in it. Ayamachtas magderis, ayamachtas magulis, if the pots are open, because we have to be concerned that from the non-kosher food, it's going to spray into the pot of the kosher food. And therefore, the same halacha would be if a Jew is cooking with two pots, when one pot is dairy and one pot is fleishiks, again, you have to be careful that they don't get too close and we don't have these kind of problems. We have to be concerned, shloilaniya kaderis eitzel shvachos, not to leave the kederis with non-Jewish help, when there is no Jew in the home, or the Jew is not coming in and out, that creates a mersis, it creates a fear to do something wrong. And the same applies to meat or other foods that are in the refrigerator. We have to be careful to not to leave them unsealed. Same halacha comes up if somebody works in an office, and they have a refrigerator, and everybody could put their food there. A person, a religious Jew, who brings a bag of food, should make sure it's properly sealed when he's leaving it in a public refrigerator. Sif Chaf Aleph. Mishay Makirnes or Shemuchs B'Kashrus. Somebody that we just don't know what his status in terms of his religious observance is. Typically, somebody who davens every day and puts on Talis and Tefillin, and he keeps a kosher home, and is a Shomer Shabbos, under normal circumstances, that's an individual that we could trust. But we don't know everybody, and therefore, if we don't know, we may not purchase wine, or shadvarim, or any other food, and it's not limited to food. It's to anything that has to be kosher. We need to be concerned, is it truly kosher? If you're a guest in his home, it's easier to eat there. Because if we see that this person is eating in his own home, presumably he may not be careful in what he sells to other people, that it should be under highest standard of kashrus, but he's presumably going to only eat in his home when for kosher food. However, if somebody has certain restrictions that he has regarding the foods that he eats, he can't just eat in anyone's home without independently verifying that these people have the same standards as them, as he. We have to be careful about leaving utensils in the home of an akum. They have to be worried that they are going to use it for their own personal use. Even if you give it to someone to repair, if it's a situation where you need to be concerned that this person is going to use them for his own personal use, ask a shayla. Sif chaf gimel. Sometimes people who work with chickens take a tied up chicken and they throw it to the ground. And then they shecht it. Who is a gomer? One may not shecht such a bird. An animal or bird, shenafal that fell, eloi hetem may not be considered kosher, atshroin achkach, until we are able to determine, shahalach arba amis, that it walked for dalar amis, hilch yafa, in a strong fashion. Vegama kvasim ba'golim, and so too, by sheep and by calves, tzrichen azobim zemoid, you have to be most careful about this halacha. Sifchavdal b'mei kaitz in the summer, shrichem ba'oid ba'avozim. It's very common in the geese. Shinim tzos buas ktanis. They may have small pus bubbles, kiminya bubbles like a wart, b'mei ma'ayim in their stomachs. V'habim nitrfasoy dekach, and that may be cause that this goose should be considered a trefa, a non-kosher bird. Akei tzrichem lizoy ma'oid. One must be most careful, livdik b'mei ma'ayim, to check the stomach of these birds if they're not blemished. And if they have these warts, yasushel schachem. Siv chavches. Ein loshen is isa b'chala. One may not make a dairy bread. This halacha is typically only related to bread rolls. It doesn't apply to cake. Cake is not the same as bread. Bread is considered a staple food item. And therefore, the halacha requires that it be made in a parva status, that it could be eaten together with meat or dairy. Other foods are not considered staple food items and don't have that restriction. So, English isa b'chalav, shema yochla pas and basa, you may come to eat it with bread. V'mlosh, and if somebody didn't make such a dough, kol a pas asura. The entire bread becomes prohibited to be eaten. Afilu achlovado, even of course you have no intention to use it together with meat. Gzeira, because Chazal made a gzeira, shem yoichlam bas, you may come to eat it together with meat. If the roll that you made is a small bread, kedei achilas pamachas, that could be eaten up in one time. Some say Achila is matatz eaten in one day. Some say, therefore, for Shabbos, we eat more bread. It could be a larger amount. And if somebody has a larger family, so they need, obviously, more bread. So again, what the definition of dover mu'at is really subjective to everybody's situation and what they're using the bread for. Oy sheshina tzuras apas. Yeah, or he changed that this bread doesn't look like your regular bread. Shein nicker, and that serves as a sign, shlo la'ochlem basar, that don't eat this bread with meat mutter. It has to be, but the shinui has to be in the bread itself. Also, most paiskim are of the opinion that you can't change the way it looks after it was already baked. And also, it has to be a shinui that most people will cause most people to say, why does this bread look this way? Is there something that I should know? And they'll discover that it's dairy. All the halachos that we just said also apply in losh isim shumin shel basar. If you used animal fat to make this bread, you shouldn't bake a bread with macha chalavi pledim, a dairy bread or a dairy cake, or mafa mola basar, or like a meat knish, betaner. You can't bake that these two breads together, these two types of food together. We need to be concerned that there will be some of the meat or some of the dairy will ooze out and touch the other type of bread. The chashinin, shem yozem menachomen al meshumen, some of the butter or the cheese will come into the meat bread or vice versa. Vimzav tachtov, and if it did happen, deal kinilish amai, then it becomes like you made this food with dairy and its meat or vice versa, and therefore, under all circumstances, also achlo vedoy, we're not allowed to eat it under any circumstance. And even if it doesn't ooze out and touch, if they're in the same oven, there's also reason to be concerned. As we learn, pas ofem etzli b'tana echad, if somebody baked in one oven, fleishiks and milchiks, im ha'ya tana sosem, if the oven was closed, v'etzli megula, and what you're baking is opened up, also pas lachlo b'chalav, you may not eat that bread with dairy. Avam etzli mechusa, but what you're roasting, the meat, is covered, o'sha tana psuch, or the oven is open, v'tana godl, and it's a large oven, k'tanurim shalanu, motor, then it's okay. Mekom makom, still, l'chadchila yesh dizar, one should be careful, shlo litzos bos v'tana shofen bypass. Don't use your parva oven to make meat in it. The chashinin, them is yozum and ashum and tachsa pas, there may be leftover grease that will touch the bread. Afilam etzlihu b'machvis, even if what you were baking, cooking, roasting, fleishik was in its own pan, we still have to be concerned that some of the grease came out and will touch the bread. Chavzayin. Tanish Zar Bekarka Shaloi. If you have an oven, that on the floor of the oven there was shumen achalav, animal fat or milk, tzarech hesek, you need to kasher that oven. Kadeshi Achielchu Gecholam Nekuloi, they used coals until the coals are spread over the entire oven, the slabein, and they have libun, and that's how you kasher that oven. Sif Chavches, Tanagoylim Mesurasim, chickens that were sterilized, Nahagim L'Ochlam, the meaning is to eat them. Shem D'Soimchim, we could rely, the Mestama of Kechava Masaris, the Akum, who did that procedure, who Umman Abakim Bedover, is an expert, and will not make the animal a trefa. Shalayasa B'Tfira Ezra Yusa, that if you need to stitch the wound, you won't do it in a way that you'll make a race of Neimayim, that you'll make a permanent damage, a halachically problematic damage in the stomach. Avol benimtzbem ezer yusoi, if there is a problem, afil rak she'em anichun kuroi, even if they're just not put properly, haray and surim to become also to eat those chickens. Sivchav tes, b'ksas mekoymes noyagin ha'ayv t'kachavim, in some places, the akum, ha'mefatman, of others that fatten up the geese, lamachrim Yisraelim, to sell them to Jews. And the way they do it, they give it an injection under their wings with a needle, because that causes that the meat should swell, and it'll cause the bird to look fatter, more attractive for selling. And there's really a question, if a bird that went through such a procedure, imhen ksheris oloi, if it's still a kosher bird, became behema, and so what too with animals, as shlapam machmas roi v'achila, sometimes the animals are overfed, mistaknas, they become dangerously ill. Rufasa, and the way to deal with such a situation is doikun oisa b'matzei negra keres, they puncture next to the stomach, and that gives room for the stomach to expand and for it to lighten the pressure. And that too, yesh b'zeh gam ken shel eschachem, there's a question in Hikshera if such an animal will be kosher.